ABC News, I'm Andy Field. They're recovering more bodies on the third day of the Israeli-Hamas war. ABC's David Muir in Tel Aviv.
At least 900 dead here in Israel, 11 Americans among them, and nearly 700 now dead in Gaza. We also learned 100 bodies were found just today in a small farming town. Images circulating online showing Hamas militants arriving on motorbikes and dragging hostages through the streets there.
ABC's Ian Pannell.
Hamas had been planning its shock attack on Israel in secret for months. How this all began 48 hours ago. But the hell Hamas unleashed for so many may only just have begun. Now spilling back into Gaza.
Large swaths of the south now look like a staging area for a major military operation. We may now only just be seeing the start of a much bigger war.
Former Texas Representative Will Hurd suspending his presidential bid tonight. The Republican now endorsing former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. This is ABC News. They've reopened tourism in western Maui, where deadly wildfires destroyed much of Lahaina. Life, though, far from normal. 2 months later.
Just north of Lahaina, the row of mega resorts in Kanapali, the beaches are still mostly empty. And there's a food distribution site for victims of the wildfires. At the Whalers Village shopping mall, there are signs reminding visitors to be mindful of the recovery effort. Raul Cruz at a food truck park says it's been slow going compared to how it used to be.
Probably from like 800 to 1,000 people a night between, you know, tourists and local people. And right now we have about 20, maybe 30.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
Securities filing reveals a cyber attack cost MGM Resorts $100 million. Company revealing it spent almost $10 million to contain that computer hack. Company CEO says Las Vegas area resorts occupancy fell 6%. Tonight's expected Powerball jackpot now more than $1.5 billion. Andy Field, ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Green Bay Area Public Schools have a big to-do list at tonight's board meeting. The board will consider a $150 million referendum. The funds would go to building a new elementary school, renovating West High School, which could potentially house district offices, and implementing security updates at many of the schools. The board will also discuss closing Tank Elementary and Keller Elementary schools. The district faces shrinking enrollments and a budget deficit in the millions. No one won the billion-dollar-plus Powerball jackpot in Saturday night's drawing. One person in Green Bay, however, did win big, hitting five numbers to claim $1 million. Not a bad payday. The winning ticket was sold at the Quick Trip on University Ave. Tonight's jackpot is worth $1.55 billion with an estimated cash value of just under $680 million. It would be the third largest jackpot in Powerball history. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
American Door Systems and Controls in Appleton takes this time to say thank you to all of the brave men and women in the armed forces who have served our country. Business owners, consider hiring veterans, our most dependable resource. This message is from